This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are back for season 7. This is episode 4, trying to give you one a day for the first week or two, or who knows. We're going to give you 55 episodes this season, half of which will come prior to the season opener between the Bills and the Rams, and then twice per week during the season. We will recap everything once we get to week 18. You should not be playing season-long fantasy football. That includes any week 18 games. Those games are compromised. They can compromise your league's championship. Thank you, Hooters. The original Hooters brand locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area that continue to sponsor this podcast via joebucksfan.com. Also, I have much support from Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. More details on their involvement this year in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast forthcoming. Bill Curry Ford, also a supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, the Todd Wright Toddcast, which is my non-fantasy podcast that runs year-round. And I'm also a customer at Bill Curry Ford. 9 months ago, went through the car trade-in upgrade experience, traded in my 2014 Ford Focus sedan for a 2018, what do I have? Ford Escape SUV. I went from 100,000 miles on a 2014 to a 40,000 miles on a 2018. And I used to talk all the time about my interactions at the dealership with people like Sean Sullivan and Grace Thomas and Mark Wilty. And funny how that works. When you upgrade your vehicle, you don't see these people as much because you don't have as much of a reason to go in because nothing's wrong. That's the beauty of upgrading your vehicle. And if you are in the market for a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a pre-owned of a different make and model, which Bill Curry Ford has on the lot, and even available for you to shop online to see what the inventory is. Sean Sullivan would love to talk to you. He's the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. He plays annually defending his dealership money in the podcast league. Talk to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford about your automotive needs. If you can't get to Sean, ask for Grace Thomas. Tell her you're a listener of mine. She will set you up with Sean Sullivan so he can help you in your trade-in and or purchase of a new or pre-owned vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email for fantasy purposes right now. This could change. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Quick review of episode 3. As Hooters has generously extended their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for a 6th consecutive year. Our first year, we were sponsored by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. And I always like to acknowledge that. Some people are the same. Some people are different. But they got this going. And then Hooters took the ball in season 2 and ran with it. My relationship, by the way, with Papa John's of Tampa Bay is still very good. Some people have changed, have left the company. Others have taken over where they left off. They're huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and play in fantasy football podcast leagues. Thank you, Mike Lentz, at the West Waters location in particular. So I mentioned last podcast, Hooters has asked me, they used to host our draft parties, and then that stopped due to the pandemic. And this year, I think out of respect for how we had moved on to other locations, namely Bill Curry Ford hosting draft parties, Hooters said, we'd love to have Todd back with a group of podcast listeners. It doesn't have to be a draft party. So I appreciate them understanding that I have done some different things since they didn't want to host those during the pandemic. So they just said, you know, can you come in one time during the season, bring in some podcast listeners, have some food and beverage, enjoy, you know, having dinner with us. Not a complimentary dinner. We're all on our own checks. And I said, yeah, we could do that. So the previous episode, I just want to reiterate this. I'm offering to do a pre-fantasy draft chalk talk Q&A for an hour or so. doesn't, we don't have to fill the restaurant. I mean, if I get a dozen people who want to do this, that'd be great. And I'd make myself available to you guys. We'd have some chicken wings. We'd have some drinks. We'll have some laughs. We'll sit around. We'll talk fantasy football. And yeah, not a big deal. But if it's something you want me to do, whether you've ever played in a fantasy football podcast league, not a requirement. This has nothing to do with the fantasy football podcast leagues, nothing to do with it. If you just want some fantasy advice in person and a reason to get together, email me at write.todd@yahoo.com. Tell me you'd be interested. Yes, it's an in-person thing. No, you can't pick the Hooters we do it at. Hooters and I will ultimately pick that. So I know there's of the original Hooters brand locations, there's some distance between some of them because I've been to all of them. I understand that. But I'm just wanting to know if you'd be interested in it. I'm not holding you to it, just to see if there's interest in that. If there's not, we'll wait. We'll do a watch party during maybe one of the Thursday night football games at one of the Hooters locations this year. But I'm making myself available for a pre-fantasy draft chalk talk chat. Dozen people or so. I mean, if it's more than that, okay, but I want to be able to interact with everybody. So if you have interest, you live in the Tampa Bay area and think it'd be fun, and I can help you get prepared for your fantasy draft in person, not just listening to this podcast, email write.todd@yahoo.com. I want to talk about in this podcast why I do in-person live drafts. When people hear that I do these, they immediately say, wow, I haven't done one of those since blank, or wow, that's old school. Why did it ever need to change? Why? It was always fun. Did it change because people couldn't get together? Well, that's on them. Make a commitment. I have had no problems getting a majority of ownership. It hasn't been perfect to commit to my foundation league for 8 years running now. I mean, we're already committed for our draft night that we're going to do at a location I'll tell you about later, because, you know, I'll tell you after the fact. I don't want you just showing up there that night. It's not your league. The foundation league has, you know, certain owners already committed. It's been my personal league for now going on 8 years. We award the Jimmy McGinty trophy to the winner, the Ass Man license plate from Seinfeld to the person that finishes in last place. It's something to me you make time to do. It's more fun in person than sitting around at home and just picking names by yourself. And I'm not a more the merrier person. I'm not. But I don't even want to participate in leagues where it's not a live in-person draft. Now, one complaint about the live in-person draft, and perhaps this is why another reason why they went away, they take too long. All right. Well, that's the fault of the commissioner running the draft. If you gave up on live in-person drafts because they took 2 hours, 3 hours, or more, that's the fault of the commissioner running that draft. They ruined it for you. Anyone. And we now have 5 or 6 years of podcast leagues going on, 8 years for the Foundation League. Anyone who has played in one of my fantasy football leagues, the Foundation or the podcast leagues, they'll tell you they don't take that long. We get to it. We have a good time. We get to it. I don't allow them to drag. I'm going to give you an example. Last year, and I forget which league specifically it was, because I've had some very nice local restaurants like Papa John's of Tampa Bay, Payway, thanks to Scott Heckathorn from the Carrollwood store and the West Shore locations of Payway, PDQ, cater these fantasy drafts. The ones that, you know, we've had some at Hooters where it was part of the contract and we all paid our tabs, but I've had catering to some of the other fantasy drafts that weren't held at Hooters, that were held at Bill Curry Ford is one example. We've done full 10 or 12 team fantasy drafts with a dinner break in under 90 minutes. So when someone says, no, I don't draft live in person, it takes too long. Well, the problem isn't, the problem is you and your league. And I call out commissioners of fantasy leagues a lot here. And for those of you who are offended, you're the ones I'm talking about. For those of you that say, yeah, he's right, you're not the ones I'm talking about. You can move these things along. Have everybody ready to go. The fact that you do it fast doesn't mean it's a good time. I love playing golf, but I hate a slow pace of play. Hate it. If I think it's going to take over 5 hours to play a round of golf, there's at least a 50% chance I'm not going to commit to doing it. I would rather go hit range balls, practice on my own, play 9 holes somewhere, or play 18 somewhere where I know the pace of play will be faster. Or, and I love this from my golf wife, if things slow down, let's say we did this just a few months ago. We were playing at one of my home courses, West Chase. We flew through the front 9, never waited to hit a shot. Probably were done in an hour and 20 minutes. I play fast, she plays fast. It was just her and I. We get to 10, and suddenly there were people on the tee. They hadn't jumped us. We just had finally caught up to them. So we stopped and got a couple of Gatorades or what have you. She probably had a High Noon. I had a Gatorade Zero. We played 10. We waited to hit our approach shots on 10, which was a par 5. Then we waited for them to clear the green on 11. And then they were just teeing off 12. And I turned to her and I said, if this is the way it's going to be for the rest of the day, I'd rather not do it. And she said, let's go. Love that about my golf wife. Love that. What should that tell you? As much as I love playing golf, and there's not many things that I love more than playing golf, I don't want to be out there all day. I don't want to take too long to do it. Yeah, I know playing 18 holes takes some time. I can play 18 holes in 3 hours, no problem. If you put nobody in front of me, I can probably play 18 holes in 2 hours. But I know I probably can't have the entire golf course to myself, and I don't want to wake up that early where I'm the first off the tee. I'm not a morning person. But you tell me it's going to be a 5-hour round, or I get out there and I'm waiting to hit every shot, and it takes me an hour to play 3 holes. No, it's not enjoyable. Just as why you gave up on in-person fantasy drafts. Yeah, I mean, it drags, and you know, you have the person who's never ready to pick, and then this guy, and this. No. Know how to run these drafts. I know how to run them. There's not a lot I'm really good at in life. I admit it. There's a handful of things I'm good at in life. One of them is running in-person fantasy football drafts because I'm ready to go. I demand that my owners are ready to go. I do not let the clock just keep ticking if someone isn't ready to pick. I am going to make them pick. And we move it along and we'll get it done in under 90 minutes with dinner served. And it's fun to see everybody. For my foundation and the podcast leagues, it's the one time every year I see everybody in one place. The Foundation League has some of my better friends in the world. Just throwing out names who have committed to this year's Foundation League. Joey, his wife Tara, Ben from Countryside Country Club, the great Dave Wirth, who I do TV with on Spectrum Bay News 9, Mark Fitzpatrick, one of the most interesting guys I know. Not the most interesting man in the world, no, but he's one of the most interesting guys I know. And he pays his bets. Sean's a great example. So Sean, who's won the league twice, Sean beat me in the title game for the Jimmy McGinty Trophy the first 2 years of our foundation league. The second year, I was going to get him. It was an unfinished business year for me, and I was going to get him. And he knew it. And there we were, championship week. Someone is going to remember this. So we're going back now. All right, let's do the years. 22 is this year, 21, 20. So that's year 6, 29, 19, 18, 17, 16. Is it 15? 15, 16, 17, 18. All right, so it was. No, what? Yeah, 2016. Championship week. It's Sean against me for the Jimmy McGinty Trophy and the Foundation. I'm going to get him. 1 o'clock game. My quarterback is playing. First quarter. Broken leg. Game over. Yep. I will leave out the name of the quarterback and see if anybody emails me. Because if you had that quarterback that week and lost your championship also, you know the name immediately. 2016 Fantasy Championship Week. Now, for some, I guess it could have been the semifinals. Broken leg, 1 o'clock game, first quarter. Done. Over. I'd love for someone to email me who knows exactly the name of the quarterback I'm talking about. Was a good producing fantasy quarterback. Not one of the top ones. I didn't draft that quarterback to be my guy, but he became my guy that season. And I rode him all the way to the title game and then snap. Hint. He's still active. And as we currently speak, he is scheduled to be an opening day starter for one of the 32 teams. All right, I'll leave it at that. But Sean, who I lost to those first 2 years, Sean was the managing partner of the original Leroy Selmans, where I was a very frequent customer, one of my favorite places to go in my years living in Tampa Bay, my adult years. Sean always treated me well. They had a private room. Joey and I were just talking about this the other day. It was perfect for fantasy draft purposes. Perfect. Part of why it was also perfect was because Sean. Because Sean was really into fantasy football. He was the managing partner of the restaurant. All I had to do was give him a date and time. He's like, done. He even hosted us. Later, he was the store manager of Roy's restaurant. Many of you remember Roy's, which was two doors down from Leroy Selman's. And he had us there in the private room. We went upscale. We were at Roy's for the foundation draft. And then Roy's closed. But The only day every year I see Sean is draft night. If we didn't do a live in-person draft, I'd never see him. Does that mean we don't have a good friendship? No. But it gets people together. It might be the one time a year you see somebody who you like, who means something to you. You have a connection. Sean's brought his wife, Nicole, to a previous fantasy draft. Maybe he will this year. She's fun. She makes some good comments. Always did. She used to work at the restaurant. We weren't supposed to know that. Most of us didn't know that at the time, but yeah, you know how that goes. That's why I like live in-person drafts. I do like seeing people. And if your complaint on the live in-person draft is, well, they take too long, then the person running your league and running that draft, they're the problem, not the live in-person draft. Ask anyone who's played in my leagues. Under 90 minutes with a dinner break or less. And we're done. And we're done with this podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember, originalhooters.com for orders online. A very easy online ordering for any of the original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.